The legislation is changing, certainly being discussed in the Republic of Ireland. Let me speak to Colin Neal from Hospitality Ulster. Colin, good morning. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning.
Yes, Colin, just give us the picture of what's happening in the South. They are certainly bringing, or they're considering this legislation where they'll be pointing out the dangers, the health dangers of alcohol in a similar way to they do with cigarettes elsewhere.
Yes, I mean, there's a new health bill going through the Republic of Ireland. It becomes law, and it covers a range of measures, everything from minimum price and separation of alcohol in supermarkets and different aisles and stuff. And a lot of it, to be honest, the majority of it affects the Republic of Ireland and has nothing to do with us. But indeed, most of the measures we would support, and some we already have here, you'll be familiar indeed with our supermarkets where the alcohol has to be in a separate aisle. We're supportive of minimum price. So, and indeed, Northern Ireland's the only part of the island with a responsible retailing code. But the bit that concerns us is that there's a piece of the bill has been slipped in the latter stages of the bill about alcohol labelling. And it actually is, it creates a label that would be a barrier to trade for our small brewers and distillers in Northern Ireland, because it basically wants a third of the label on health and saying, and the data it says about cancer issues. And if you look at our own chief medical officer's report, I mean, it actually says, alcohol is a 1% lifetime risk of illness or death. I mean, you compare that to actually watching your TV for an hour is a 5% risk. So I think it all has to be done in moderation as well. But our primary concern is this is really a barrier to trade. It flies against the rest of the world and the rest of the world's labelling policies.
Yes, but Colin, it's not a 1% risk the way we drink in Ireland. I'm not talking about in the Republic of Ireland. I'm just saying about the island of Ireland generally. Alcohol is abused here. Alcohol is a killer here. Alcohol's causing health problems for people generally with their liver and their kidneys. It's causing cancer. It's causing mental health problems. Alcohol, if it wasn't already legal, would never be made legal. That's the reality of alcohol.
Oh, I mean, and look, Frank, you've often heard me say that it's a controlled substance that's sold under license for those reasons. And there are lots of other reasons why alcohol has become a major issue. It's a lot of it's down to how it's being sold and marketed as loss leaders by major supermarkets and stuff, and has changed it away from being alcohol to being a commodity. Those are different issues than actual the research and the actual impact. And then how that we're not against people having responsible practices, and indeed often I'm on challenging them and championing them and promoting them. But this actually it looks more to us like protectionism with a label. It skews the whole competition element for our small brewers and craft distillers. And you have to remember, we have 40 of those now. 10 years ago, we had two that need access to the markets and stuff. This is not about, they don't produce and sell high quantity, cheap alcohol. They're at the premium end of stuff and there is a balance here between protecting health and just using it as a trade barrier.
I want to speak to one of the people who would clearly argue with you about this, and it's Senator Francis Black from the Republic. Senator Black, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Frank? How are you getting on?
I am very, very well. You've had your challenges with alcohol in your life, and you're very much someone who's going to champion this new legislation. Colin from Hospitality Ulster is saying that our chief medical officer says you've only a 1% chance of damaging your health with alcohol, where you have a 5% chance when you're sitting watching TV for too long. You don't subscribe to that theory.
Indeed, I don't. I mean, there has been a huge piece of research done down here around the impact of alcohol harm on people. And the reality is that three people every day die from an alcohol-related issue. Over 50% of the suicides are alcohol-related. Over 1,500 hospital beds every day are taken up with alcohol-related issues. And it costs the Exchequer $2.3 billion a year, alcohol harm. Now, I'm not talking about addiction here. I'm talking about alcohol harm. And we know there's evidence there to say now that, women who get breast cancer one in eight is alcohol related. Now, to me, that sounds pretty serious, and it actually sounds like a bit of a crisis here. And I think the fact that we're just putting it on, you know, labels, we're putting on labels that say alcohol causes cancer, and also people have a right to know what alcohol, the impact of it with regard to, you know, how much calories are in it, how much sugar is in it. People have a right to know that. And I don't think it should be a big issue to just put labels on alcohol. And I understand that the industry are worried, you know, about their own, you know, their profits. But the reality is that it is a huge health issue, and we have to start addressing it. And all this is about awareness raising. That's all it's about. And about the alcohol is a psychoactive drug, and we need to let people know that it's not just like having, you know, a bottle of Coke or a glass of milk. It actually causes damage, and people need to have a right to know.
Colin, is that not the reality of alcohol?
I mean, the biggest challenge in our society today is cheap, you know, large volumes of alcohol, really cheap. I mean, I'd be the first to admit, and Frank, you know, I've been on here umpteen times saying it is a controlled substance. It has to be sold and consumed responsibly. The problem is we've got away from that. I mean, the rest of the world have alcohol labelling policies that have been developed over years. And indeed, the Republic of Ireland, if this is not a protection measure, why have they not gone to Europe and said, let's introduce this across Europe? This is a country going its own. This piece has been slipped in lately, and it will damage all our small and craft guys right across the province and indeed further afield.
Some people won't understand totally what you mean by a protectionist measure.
Basically, the requirement will be that a third of the label given over to a health warning about cancer and such. That means that you take a small craft distiller here, a craft brewer, if they have three products, three production lines, all of a sudden now they need six, because they have to label solely for the Republic of Ireland. It's products that if you tried to sell it with that label into the rest of Europe, they wouldn't take it, because if you take it, if I take a fast forward, if this legislation was placed, I produce a bottle of beer to suit the Republic of Ireland market. A third of the label's got a health warning on it. I produce one for the rest of the world. What bottle are you going to purchase? Because you'll go, what's in that one? And it does have it's an unfair impact. You know, I appreciate and totally support. I know the rest of the bill have very, you know, supportive things. There are elements we'd like to see in Northern Ireland, but I think this is a step too far, and this is not so much about health and more about a barrier to trade going forward.
Senator Francis Black, you're going to put people out of business here in Northern Ireland. They're going to continue to drink. They know that drinking excessively isn't good for them. So surely we need more education.
Sure,
we don't
need
to put lay people off their jobs.
I think people have a right to know the impact of alcohol harm. And, you know, I think it's absolutely vital. And I think health should be, you know, this is about health. This shouldn't be about, you know, profits. And I don't want to put anybody out of any job ever. But the reality is that, you know, we have to look at the culture that we have around alcohol. And we have to look at the way it's almost, we're also almost a nation in denial about the impact of alcohol on individuals. And I'm coming back to the fact that I'm not talking about addiction, because when we're talking about addiction, you know, it's like, oh, those people over there and they have a choice. I'm talking about every day, a couple of glasses of wine every day can cause a woman to have breast cancer. That's really serious. And people need to know that. I think, you know, I'm a woman. I have a daughter. I'd like her to know that when she picks up a bottle when she goes to the supermarket, that actually it can cause breast cancer. And, you know, and that's the reality here. And it's about health over profit. That's really what we're talking about here. And if it saves one life, you know, if labeling a bottle can save one life, no matter, we're talking probably will save numerous lives, then it's worth it. And, you know, and I think that it shouldn't be about profit, and it should be about health, and it should be about saving lives, and it should be about saving parents and children, adult children. We have a huge alcohol culture. Everywhere I go, I see alcohol. I mean, you know, you go to a concert, you see young people falling around the place. You go to a wedding, you go to a funeral, you even go to a christening now. There's alcohol around, there's Holy Communion, alcohol. like, we have to address it. And it's just by saying, look, alcohol is dangerous. That's all it is. It's a psychoactive drug. It can cause cancer. But not only can it cause cancer, over 50% of our suicides are alcohol-related. That is the reality. It mental health issues. That's what we're trying to create awareness around. And somebody has to say, do something about it. And it's just by putting a label on a bottle, if it's going to deter somebody from you know, taking too much alcohol or whatever, then it's worth it. That's all I'm saying. And I know myself with the Public Health Alcohol Bill, the battle that we've had here in the Republic around, particularly against the big industry, has been unbelievable. We were trying to get product separation in shops. We had the World Trade Organization send over their biggest executives to block this because, and now they're working on the labelling. And they're doing a great job, in fairness, you know. And I, again, as I say, I'm not anti-trade by any means, and I'm not anti-alcohol either. Trust me when I say that. I set up an organization that supports family members who have somebody they love with an alcohol problem. And let me tell you, we are inundated with people coming to us saying, listen, I don't know what to do about my son who's drinking excessively. You know, and that is the reality. Not in addiction, not alcoholically, but we're very worried because he goes out binge drinking Friday and Saturdays. And we're very worried about the, you know, what happens to him. And we have a huge binge drinking culture. And we just have to do something to say, look, this is causing a problem. Our culture is just gone off the Richter scale, particularly with our young people. And this is small measures to change lives and possibly save lives.
Now, we do have a drink problem in Ireland. We've always had a drink problem in Ireland. But is there not a possibility that you're overstating it from your own personal experiences? And people will listen to you. You've been on a long journey to overcome alcohol addiction
this
yourself. But you've also got a very high profile as a singer, very high profile as a person who people look up to. You could literally put some small businesses under here if people fully row in behind Francis Black.
I don't believe by putting labelling on bottles is going to put small businesses under. I think, to be honest with you, and I think if it saves lives, it's going to, like, the smoking ban didn't put the cigarette industry out of business, in fairness, you know. So that's all we're trying to do. We're not even trying to ban alcohol. We're not even trying to say you can't sell alcohol or you have to, you know, put it behind closed doors. We're not saying any of that. All we're saying is put a label on the bottle to tell people that you can get cancer from it. That's all we're saying. Or what sugar intake, or, you know, that it what calorie intake. That's all we're asking. We're not asking for much. And, you know, maybe you can talk to the government bodies and say, look, can you support? There's other ways. Can you support and these industries in some way? You know, the small industries. There's other ways of looking at it. We have to change our thinking around alcohol. And there has to be ways of doing that. And one of the ways is by putting labelling on bottles. And maybe, you know, as I say, maybe you can get the government to try and support small industries in some way. We have to try and think of, we have to be creative here. But we have to save lives and we have to really work on that. And we have to look at worker change in our culture around alcohol and the impact. You look at going to town anywhere, Belfast, on a Friday, Saturday night. And as I say, you have a look at the binge drinking culture that we have with our young people. And we have to address it. And we know it. We know it deep within us. We all know it. But nobody's doing anything about it. And when you try and do something about it, then all hell breaks loose. And big industry comes down and says, oh, look, you know, this is wrong. We shouldn't be doing this. We're going to be putting people out of jobs. That's not the reality. We didn't put the cigarette industry out of jobs, you know.
Okay, and finally, Francis, because people will be listening to you in particular, those who would be still facing a major challenge in their life, and you've been sober for many years now. Just briefly, what would your advice be to people who are facing that major challenge?
Well, look, I'm 30 years in recovery, and as I say, you know, when you're not drinking in Ireland, it's a difficult place to be because you're seeing the culture that we're living in, and everywhere you go, alcohol, it's steeped in alcohol. What I would say to people is, if there's any question in your mind, even if you can say to yourself, well, I don't drink first thing in the morning. I didn't drink first thing in the morning. I would have drank, you know, wine. I was a wine drinker. I would have started at 7 or 8 in the evening. You know, and I didn't like the fact that I would have to have a bottle of wine, not every night, but most nights. I didn't like that feeling. You know, I didn't like that feeling of powerlessness. So I decided to make a change in my life. But and because I wanted to live a fulfilling and happy life, I didn't want to be in any way dependent on alcohol. If you have a question in your mind at all that you might have an alcohol problem, please don't be afraid and don't let that shame stop you for asking for from asking for help. It's vital. Just ring up somebody and go and talk to somebody about it and say, I think my alcohol, and you may not be an addiction. You might be just in that place where you're starting to go down a slippery slope, because I feel that I was in that place of I was losing my power to alcohol, and I decided to stop before it got bad.
Okay.
So for just go out there and ask for help. Don't be afraid. Ring your local addiction service or your local HSE or go to your doctor and ask for help.
Okay, Frances, I really appreciate you coming on with us this morning. Thanks for your time. Thank you. Senator,
thank you very much.
Senator Frances Black, who you'll have seen on many stages many times. Colin, thank you very much indeed as well. It's coming up on 10:30. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Louise has a point to make following our conversation with Colin and Frances Black. Louise, you've been on part of this journey, have you?
Yes, Frank, I have. I had breast cancer a couple of years ago, and although it wasn't a very nice process to go through, the Lord healed me of the breast cancer, but my eyes were opened, and the nurses at Belfast City Hospital, the breast cancer nurses, helped to educate me in that alcohol can acerbate the growth of breast cancer. And I cut down on my sugars. I wasn't drinking much alcohol at the time anyway, but I certainly was eating a lot more sugar than I should have been. And I have educated myself. And I just really wanted to put it out there. There's so many people are not aware if they, at their diet, that sugar, and obesity can exasperate the growth of cancer. And it's just amazing. And I used to be a nurse, and I was just so shocked, and I'm so thankful to the nurses. And I did a lot of research, and I still say to people that I come across, I'm not on any other treatment other than my diet. I have lost quite a lot of weight. My mammograms have been clear, and I'm so thankful every year. But I see ladies going into the breast cancer center with bottles of Coca-Cola, and I feel like saying, there isn't enough labeling, not even just on foods, but there isn't enough stuff out there in the hospitals to say, their Coca-Cola bottles are loaded with sugar, they're coming into the breast cancer places. And I just feel it's such a shame. People need to be educated, Frank.
Well, there has been a lot of talk, in fairness, recently about the sugar tax and about how bad sugar is for you. And Louise, I hope your journey through health continues to be a positive one. And it's the commentary that reflects what some people are saying on the text as well about us generally cutting down on alcohol and cutting down on sugar intake. It has to be better for our health. But do you think we'll ever lose that motivation in Ireland to be hardened drinkers? It's almost a badge of courage to be able to drink and drink readily here in Ireland.
Can I just interrupt you there just to say, a lot of people don't realise too that carbohydrate converts to sugar. Another foodstuff converts to sugar. And I think sometimes we need to be very graphic when we're talking about sugar and, carbohydrates, how they convert over to sugar. Some people are shocked.
Of course, it is a major nutritional debate. But putting the spotlight on alcohol, do you think people here in Ireland are even interested in listening? Actually, what you're saying is they're probably going to say now, let me put this to you, Louise. People who are listening to our conversation are going to be saying, there's a woman who's had cancer and she's thankfully overcome it, but she's telling you not to drink Coca-Cola, she's telling you not to take sugar, she's telling you not to take carbohydrates, she's telling you not to take alcohol. Like, if we go down that line, we won't be taking anything.
Carbohydrates, I'm saying to take carbohydrates. You need a certain amount of carbohydrate for your body, but not overindulge in it. You need to have the right balance in your diet. But I have also looked into an awful lot of foodstuffs and things that make up, you know, certain foods that are really bad for you as well.
I agree with you. I can't argue with you. There's food all around us that is slowly killing us. And that is the simple, simple truth. But are we listening to any of this? Are we taking it on board? Or are we slowly ruining our health? Good morning to you. 90 333 105 077 66 105 105.